Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome, good evening. You are on with the Word Prayer Project, and I am your prayer partner, Pastor Steph. Welcome back. For all of those who are our regulars, and welcome to everyone who is joining us for the first time. If you are joining me, make sure you check in, okay? I got to know you're out there, and I got some light effects going on, so I'm going to make an adjustment here. Okay. So we're going to have a little different lighting today. Ooh, let's see if it's corrected. All right, just the enemy doesn't want us to get our stuff going on. Well, we got a check-in from Shantice, and she is our engineer for Block Talk Radio, so we got to say a hearty thank you and welcome and howdy. Okay, we got a check-in from our girl, Ketty, good evening. Thank you for joining us. And Evangelist Billy. Ooh, thank you for joining us and dropping by. We are so grateful to have you in the house with us. As I always like to say, come on in the room. Come on in the room. It's been a couple of weeks. Last week, I was on a vacation, and at this time last week, I was just relaxing and, you know, doing vacation things, and so grateful to God that I had an opportunity to take some time away. I did officially go away, so God is good. Oh, we got a check-in from our first mail of the evening. Hello, and welcome back, Serge. Thank you so much for joining us, and we are so happy to have you with us. Bless you too, Evangelist Billy. Thank you so much. So, what are we praying for this evening? You know, every week we have a theme, and, you know, it's not just a, you know, mishmash of different issues that we have, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's not what I'm saying, but what I'm saying is a little different here. You know, each week we take time to focus on a particular theme, and the last couple of themes were really deep. We got a lot of feedback, and I am so grateful to God that I'm hearing him well. You know, he's the one who selects the themes. All I do is sit and wait and listen for what he wants us to focus on. And I want to take the time to say, hey there, Ms. Anika, who is our engineer for Facebook and YouTube, both live, and if it weren't for her, we would not even be here. So we have a lot to give God thanks for her. She and Shantice always make sure they carve out enough time for us on Sunday night so we can get our prayer going. Okay, so thank you so much, both of you, for doing what you do. Okay, so, you know, at about 5 after, I always like to go over the list of all of the themes that we've covered And, you know, I was like, God, you know, is it that many things that every week we're going to have something different? I'm sure we're going to repeat some stuff because these things have been really, really detrimental to our existence and to our healing and our recovery. And I've got some great praise reports. So I want to make sure that I give you this number, 347-285-7777. And we are definitely going to check all of our prayer requests tonight, as we always do. So I want to go over how many weeks it's been. Wow. We've been at this a minute, okay? So the first week we prayed for impactful prayer for him. That is any man, any situation, any problem, any prayer, praise report for our men. Next we had fathers and our dads. We had our children was the third week. Then we had our fourth week was open. And we had, you know, anything God put on your heart. The fifth week, we had prayer for our moms. Sixth week, husbands, then our siblings. Then we prayed for the mentally ill and depression. We then prayed for, in our ninth week, self-care and treatment. We then prayed for family. And the next week was the sick. The following week, our 12th week, was service workers. Yes, I always like to clarify and let you know it is not essential workers. They are service workers. Anyone who services us, okay? Then on our 13th week, we had toxic habits, people, places, and behavior. We then had someone who doesn't know Jesus. Wow. Our 15th week and 16th week was fire victims and crime victims. We then prayed for our friends. Well, by the 18th week, we were simply given thanks. Amen. Well, it got turned up, believe it or not. Our 19th week was prayer for kindness. The 20th was discipline. 21st week was patience. Ooh, strength was our next week. That went straight through the roof. Rest. Our 23rd week went straight through the roof as well. And tonight we are praying for hurt and pain, but emotional hurt and pain. We're not talking about our physical hurt and pain, despite the fact that we know that any emotional or mental pain actually filters down into our physical pain. You know that, right? Yeah. Stress is a killer, a silent killer, because generally you're just feeling all of the aches and pains physically. But you don't understand it. The Bible tells us that any anxiety, anger, depression, that stuff is rottenness to our bones. It eats away at our inside. So we want to make sure that, you know, we take care of that mental and emotional pain, because if we don't, we will become physically ill, and we don't want that. We don't want that domino effect. Okay. Well, we got a check in from our girl Vivian. Oh, Dutown crew member, our first Dutown crew member. Well, really, our second, because shot two counts. Our second Dutown crew member. Check out Vivian on Wednesday morning. She brings us our socially conscious segment. Yeah, she's our correspondent. And you are not ready for most of the stories Vivian brings up. So make sure you join us, okay? Don't miss it. So thank you so much for joining us here tonight, Vivian. And I want to make sure that all of you send in your prayer requests. Please, I just realized that I don't have my phone. I don't have that 7777 number. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to invite you to put it into the comment section, okay? And generally, I don't read, you know, who is requesting anything. But you know what? We're family, right? Come on. Come on in the room. As a matter of fact, I hope by now, after 10 minutes, you've actually reached out and called somebody and told them what we're praying about. Because let me tell you something. You need to put this in your Facebook timeline. You need to send this out to all of your friends and family because you don't know who's struggling. You don't have a clue who's struggling with emotional hurt and pain. You don't, because people don't talk. People don't tell you what's going on. Not all the time. You might be able to sense it, you know, if you're that close and, you know, you may want to ask, or you may not be too keen on asking because you don't know. But I'm telling you, if you have a feeling, God gives you that. Do you realize that? God gives you that. He gives you that understanding of the people that are closest to you so that you can bring them to him. You don't just get to see these things and know these things and sense these things. And what do you do with it after that? You have to bring it to God. So here you are. You're in an open platform where if you don't want to call out Mary's name, it's okay. Invite Mary. Tell her about it. And let her encourage her. You know, I'm in the Word Prayer Project. And, you know, we're praying about emotional hurt and pain, okay? And, you know, we want to make sure that we let Mary know or John know that we're praying away all of the anxiety, all of the anger, all of the depression, all of the hopelessness. Come on, we got to get that prayer going, okay? So if you know somebody and you can call out their name, you know, to get that prayer request, and then come on, what you waiting for? Get it in that chat, okay? Oh, we got a shout out from Layton. Hey, Layton, glad to have you. Thank you for joining us. And a shout out from Sean, my long lost son. Hey, Sean, thank you for joining us. And we're so happy to have you dropping by. Do you or anyone you know, are any of you, anyone in your circle, a coworker, someone, are you or someone you know experiencing some level of emotional hurt and pain? Here is the opportunity to bring this to God. Now, God already knows, but you know what prayer is all about. So, come on. Here's our opportunity. Oh, we got a check-in from our friend Renee Melvin. Well, hello, Renee, and I'm so happy, always happy to have you with us because that helps me know that you're on the mend and God is still answering prayers. So, thank you for joining. Thank you so much for joining us. Giving thanks that all of you are here. So come on in the room. Because, see, you're officially in the room when you throw out that prayer request. Now, you're here with us, but you're officially in the room when I hear from you. So if you're out there, please make sure you give me a shout. Let Pastor Steph know that, you know, hey, I'm here. I'm hanging out with you today. I'm stopping by. You know, there's somebody I know, or it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's okay. It's okay to be emotionally hurt. It's okay to be in pain because we have a Jesus who is pulling all of that onto him. And I'm going to give you this scripture. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And that's Matthew 11, 28, 29, and 30. So we don't have to endure or bear this alone. Who told you that? Nobody ever told you that? Well, guess what? Pastor Steph is on the job tonight, and God has me helping to keep you informed of who he is and what he does. So tonight, I'm here to tell you that if you are suffering with any emotional pain, any hurt, did somebody hurt your feelings? How dare they? How dare they? But guess what? I got a scripture. It says, but never avenge yourselves, beloved, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Romans 12:19. Now, I've watched this movie, and I'm not going to say what the movie is. I want to see if you've paid attention, because I know most of you have watched this movie. And the quote in the movie that I heard for the first time last night was, God is a good defense attorney. Who can tell me what movie that's from? So what I did was, of course, I wrote it, and I crossed it out, and I was like, no, I'm sorry. He's not a good defense attorney. God is the best defense attorney. How about that one? So we had to get rid of that. When somebody is doing you wrong, when someone is hurting your feelings, when you've got that bully in your life, and even if they don't realize they're bullying you, if you're experiencing some level of emotional abuse or hurt or pain for any reason by anyone's hands, whether it's someone who's supposed to be a friend, a sibling, a parent, a spouse, your man or your woman, whatever you're calling them these days, it's time to go before the Lord for these people, okay? And we still have something that God expects for us to do. And it says, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And that's Colossians 3:13. Now, you know what? You know, when you have somebody doing you wrong or somebody's causing you hurt, the last thing you want to do is pray for them. The last thing you want to do is forgive them, because they've left you emotionally damaged. So why am I forgiving you? Let God do that. That's not my job. That's not what the Word of God says. I'm sorry. The Word in Exodus 14:14, the Lord will fight for you and you have only to be silent. And, you know, we have watched The Passion of the Christ, and one of the things that has really stuck out to me while I watched that movie was, with all the abuse that Jesus took in, he never opened up his mouth. He never said a word. Now, a whole lot of us are sitting back saying, you know what, Lord, I ain't Jesus. So I got to complain. I got to let you know what's going on. He never said a word. And is that the model that you need to follow, that we need to follow? Somewhat. Because, you know, when the Bible tells us to pray for our enemies, that's what we have to do. We got a check in from our Pastor KL, and he's another Due Time crew member that you get to hear Monday, Tuesday, sometimes Thursday, and definitely on Friday. Friday was fantastic. If you missed Friday, we want to go back. We want to go back and listen. They definitely sent us into a wonderful weekend. Okay. Oh, we got a shout out to Keyshell. And welcome. Welcome. Thank you so much for dropping by and hanging out with us. And we pray that you stick around and you put out a prayer request. Tonight, we're praying for emotional hurt and pain. And put it in the chat. Put it in the chat. Yeah. So we got family in the house. Thank you so much for dropping by. So listen, we're going to start reading these prayer requests soon. And I don't want to miss your prayer request. I don't want to miss your prayer request. I need you to come on in the room. Come on in the room and share. You know, when I read these prayer requests, it's such an across-the-board blessing. So you may not be praying for something, but you might be praying for apples, and somebody comes around and they start praying for potatoes. And you're like, you know what? I need that potato prayer too. So you become a blessing. So you're not only here to bless, I'm sorry, to be blessed, but you're here as a blessing. So please don't miss the opportunity to get your prayer answered, and please don't miss the opportunity to help to answer someone else's need, someone else's prayer. Okay? You know, I'm looking at a scripture here, and some might say, you know, what does that have to do with anything? I'm going to read it. It says, keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's Hebrews 13:5. Somebody said, what does that have to do with emotional pain? Well, come on. Come on, come on, come on. All of you know that a lot of times that these hurt feelings and chaos that we go through and arguments and words that's shared with others comes from money. Comes from anger. It comes from someone did you wrong. If someone stole from you or someone you loaned some money to somebody, and when you went to ask for it back, they end up hurting your feelings. And yeah, it goes down like that. It goes down just like that. You know, when we talk about emotional hurt and pain, it comes from a whole lot of places. A whole lot of places. And we're going to have to make sure that we stay in God's pocket. You know, if it says, you know, for the love of money is the root of all evil, then guess what? Don't have that love for money. God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You're not going to want for nothing. Because in Deuteronomy 28, it tells us, as long as we are obedient, we will be the head, not the tail. We will be above, not beneath. We will be in the front, not the back. We won't want for anything. Try him. Try him. And when we try him, we end up not having a lot of these altercations that we end up having. And because we have these altercations, now somebody said something or did something that hurt us. And you want to make sure you steer clear of that. So I implore you to come on in the room. Give us your prayer request. You know what? How about we thank God? I'll take that prayer. Thank God that 2 weeks ago I had an emotional hurt and pain experience and God cleaned it up. He healed me. He wiped it all away. And now I can say hallelujah. I am victorious. I'm wonderful. God is the best. He is amazing. Listen, let's get that prayer in. That will encourage people to pray. Especially when you were praying about it and God answered your prayer. We need some praise reports. We're not only asking God for stuff, but we're saying thank you. Okay? Danny Burke, I want to say hello to you. Thank you for joining us and dropping in. And I pray that all of you who are stopping by, you are blessed before you leave here, that you do not leave. I don't care how long you stay. I hope you stay for the duration. But if you don't stay long, I pray that you will not exit this prayer room the way you came in. I'm really hoping so. You know, I'm sure. Let me tell you something. Because I know because I know people so well. We're talking about emotional hurt and pain. I know somebody got some man hurt my feelings in this prayer. I know there is a prayer request because somebody's feeling they got hurt by a woman. I know it. I know that somebody is weeping right now because they feelings are hurt from some man. Come on, ladies. I know it's out there. Come on, men. Yeah, you're not the only ones who hurt feelings. Women hurt feelings, too. Selfishness is a serious problem. And when we are selfish and we don't think of others, people get hurt. People get hurt when they're ignored. So let me talk to those of you who are ignorers, okay? Are you an ignorer? Is that what you do? You get so busy that you don't have time to pay attention to her? Or you don't have time to pay attention to him? Is that you? I'm talking to you. You. Is that you? I hope not. But if it is you, I need you to sit down with a piece of paper and a pen. And I want you to pray over this piece of paper and pen. And I want you to ask God to set your priorities before you. Because a lot of times when you're ignoring people, it's not intentional. I understand. I get it. Not that I'm an ignorer, but I get it. I understand. Because there's a lot of things that I want to do today. Today is Monday. I want to knock all of these things out. I want to make some phone calls. I want to do this. I want to do that. And guess what? There may be 5 or 6 things that took too long, and now 5 and 6 things on the list don't get done. Well, that might be what's happening with you. So that's why you're in the room today, because somebody might be hurting because you're unintentionally hurting their feelings. Come on. It's okay to tell Pastor Steph. Listen, I am the best listener. Trust me when I tell you. Ask anybody. I really listen. I don't listen to speak. I really listen to you. And I'm hearing you now. I hear you saying, Dad, is that me? I don't even think about it like that. Yes. Yes. I'm not only talking to those who are hurt in the wake of your ignoring them. I'm talking to you because God wants to heal you as well. Oh, you didn't think you needed healing? Oh, yeah. When your priorities are not in its correct order, guess what? You need healing. Oh, come on, y'all. That's a good one. God just gave up a good one. That was a gem. I didn't even know I was coming into the room with that, y'all. Come on. Let's give it up for when God brings out a nasty good one. Yeah. That one pinched, right? Yeah. Did you forget to hug your daughter today, your son, because you're so busy working or you're so busy doing chores and Sunday is the only day you can get the things done? And, you know, they were like, Ma, let me show you what I drew, or Ma, let me show you this, or Ma, can I do this, or Ma, can we do that? Can we just watch a movie? And you're like, I ain't got time. I'll be back. Girl, I got to do this. Or, man, boy, I got to do this. Did you possibly leave them with some hurt feelings? It can go down just like that. And guess what? You need healing. So come on in the room. Put your name on the prayer request. We're not holding it against you because God is not holding it against you. You know when God holds it against you? When when you hear what I'm saying to you and you sit back and you say, that ain't me. When God is holding it against you, when you hear this and you say, I'm not going to check this thing. It's not that bad. She shouldn't be over in the corner crying because, I tried my best. No, that's not up to you. No. So come on. Let's get some understanding about this thing. You know, people are emotionally hurt, and they're in emotional pain because of people's insensitivity. Now, sometimes that insensitivity is intentional, and you just don't care. Like, if you hear what Pastor Steph is saying right now, you're like, yo, she'll get over it. Now, that is an indication that you don't care. And there are sometimes, again, that it's really innocent. You know, how many times have children said, you know, dad was never at the recital. Dad was never at the football game because dad had to work. And dad was like, listen, I got to put food in your mouth. You know, them football games will come later. Well, dads, I want to let you know that I am dealing with some grown men that are still hurting because you weren't at the football game. And you may have been doing the honorable and noble thing by going to work and putting food on the table. However, take that pen and paper right now and go before the Lord and ask God to help you with your priorities. Because maybe all you have to do is go to the boss and ask the boss, can I have an extra 5 minutes? Can I take an extra day? Can I break this time up? Whatever it needs to be. But you didn't think about that because you hadn't heard this yet. So that's what we're here for. We're here so that we can help to liberate one another. Come on, let me read the scripture again. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11, 28, 29, and 30. Come on. I'm getting ready to read these prayer requests. And the list was quite extensive. Oh, I'm still scrolling. Oh, y'all hitting me over the head tonight. All right. I'm getting ready to start reading. Because if I don't start reading, I'll be reading all the way until like 11 o'clock. All right. Praying for my breathing to get better and let me be able to get an appointment ASAP. So they can give me the proper medicine or pump to help me to be able to breathe. And we're going to say amen. Again, you know, we will definitely keep that in prayer. But the pain and hurt we're talking about tonight is emotional pain and hurt. So we're definitely going to cover that in prayer. We're going to ask God to get into a better physical health situation, and that you will find some relief in him. All righty. Oh, we got to check in from our girl, Pastor Corrine. Remember her? Oh, she came and blessed us on its due time. We got to get Pastor Corrine back. We've got a serious interruption. But welcome, Pastor Corrine, and thank you so much for joining us, dropping in tonight. We pray that you're blessed. All right. Praying that I don't let my emotions get in the way and make myself worse off than I am. Again, you know, we're talking about an emotional and physical interaction that can now feed the other. So if your physical pain is causing you some anxiety emotionally or mentally, guess what happens? It focuses into that other side. If you're going through something emotional or mental, it can definitely feed the physical side. So we want to make sure that we get complete healing tonight. We're asking for complete healing, because if we don't, then we just might end up still ill. So come on, send in those prayer requests. I don't have the 7777 number with me, so please feel free to put it in the chat as I read the prayer requests that have come in. I want to pray for me to become stronger, to stop dwelling on a situation I have no control of, for God to heal my broken, hurting heart, and to let go of things that can prevent me from seeking God. Amen. See, that's what we talk about. See, that's the transparency that we need in the room. Somebody, that's one. I haven't even started reading. But that's one broken heart request. Did I say there were going to be some women in here? There were going to be some men in here? Because the man is breaking her heart, or the woman is breaking his heart. Yeah, we got some emotional pain in this room. So come on. When you release that into the atmosphere, now you set yourself up for healing, and you can now speak for someone else who might be too weak to open up. So come on, let God give you that courage. We're here to help one another get delivered from all of this help, this hurt and pain. All right, I would like to lift up my friend Elaine and her newborn son, Rico, who was born very premature and is still in the hospital being monitored. I would like to pray for his healing and growth. Elaine to be healed emotionally, dealing with running back and forth to the hospital for Rico and back home to take care of her other two children, CJ, who is 4, and Aria, who is 2. And protective covering for Elaine and her husband, Cece, as they juggle so much right now with little help. Amen. And if that right there cannot break you down into some emotional strife, nothing else will. Trust me when I tell you. So amen, amen. This prayer means a lot due to the fact that there's times where I feel empty, like nothing is going on in my life. However, in reality, my God always given me more than, has never given me more than I can imagine. He never leaves me empty, and I shouldn't get into that state and have faith that he will always overflow my cup. Amen. Amen. I will also want to pray for my church family that we don't stay in the state of emotional feelings that will cause us to feel angry, sad, despair, empty, or hopeless, and we overcome it with the help of our Lord. Amen. Amen. I would like to pray for those who live in this world and they do not let, so that they don't let their flesh get the best of them to where they go commit an act of violence due to their emotions, causing them to hurt people or themselves at the process. Too much violence is going on, asking that they let God help them when they are in emotional states and they get the help that they need to get back on their feet. Amen. Amen. Praying for the emotionally ill people who's at home or walking the streets, I pray that they get the help they need so that they won't harm themselves or anyone else. Amen. Amen. Praying for my dad who has bouts of sadness as he is the lone survivor in his immediate family. The loss of his sister last still takes a toll on him, and asking God to continue to protect him and to continue to show him the love that he has around him through his wife, children, and grandchildren. Amen. Amen. Thanking God for showing me that it was me that was keeping me in a depressive state. Thanking him for giving me the strength to overcome my depression. Asking him for deliverance of my lingering thoughts. Amen. And that's what we're talking about. Come on. If you know God has healed you even this much, let's give God thanks. That might be an encouragement for someone else to realize, hey, you know what? I'm not as bad as I was a week ago. So let's come on. Get some prayer requests and put it in the chat. I'm monitoring the chat too. All right. Thanking God for emotional healing. Thanking God for calling me out for misery, anger, and self-sabotage. Praying for his continued healing of any emotional pain I may not be aware of. Praying for healing from strongholds of generational curses and the emotional draining that comes from fighting them. Amen. Praying for his continued presence in my life. Amen. 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 Praying for anyone and everyone suffering from depression, anxiety, and anything like it. Praying God reveals himself and shows what he can do. Amen. Amen. Praying for Shantice and emotional healing. Praying she becomes comfortable with the feeling and expectations God has her feeling for people she would rather not feel for. Praying she begins to see God's work in those areas of her life. Amen. Amen. Praying for our children and their emotional healing. Praying God helps them with their forgiveness, their anger, and their compassion for others. Thanking God for his attention with this topic tonight. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request and all the prayer requests that have come before this. Thank you so much. Lifting up Andre's niece, Sakira. Praying for God to heal her heart over the pain of not having relationships with her actual parents. Amen. Praying for my Uncle Errol. He has been suffering from anxiety since his car accident. Prayer that he can regain the confidence he needs to be prepared to leave the house. Prayer for myself. It's easy to say we are healed from all hurts and past aches, but asking God to reveal and heal anything I think is fine. But is it in God's eyes? Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Praying for my emotional healing. Thanking God for the desire to want to face my hurt and pain properly so that I can live my life the way he has designed me to live it. Asking Jesus to prevent me from putting up emotional walls, from protecting myself so that nothing blocks me from being a blessing to others, being an effective disciple and evangelizing. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Keeping my friend Jeanette lifted in prayer as she is diagnosed with depression and anxiety. Asking for healing from the diagnosis and that God will reach her to seek him for his sustaining power. Amen. Thank you for that prayer. Thank you for that prayer request. I would like to pray to feel pain less. This is number one. Pray God's goodness when you feel like you're wasting someone's time. I pray that we feel the Lord having our back and be willing to spend his word. Amen. 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 Thank you for that prayer request. Praying for my coworker Francis, who has emotional sadness over her ailing husband and her ability to care for him as his family has not been able to assist them. May God comfort her and provide the help needed and take away the desire to seek other vices to heal her pain. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Oh my goodness, these prayer requests are phenomenal. And the thing about it is, I know this is something across the board. So come on. If hearing these prayer requests help you and it stimulates some level of thought or emotion, come on in a row. Put up that prayer request. Come on. Praying for Michael, asking God to dig deep to expose to him the gift of Jesus and help his heart to see what Jesus is still willing to do for him. Praying that Jesus touches his heart and helps Michael forgive all those who contribute to him feeling rejected, defensive, and alone. Thank you. Thank you for that prayer request. Thanking God for the healing he granted me from past hurt and pain, from relationships, and repairing my relationship, which has not been healthy for me. Asking God to continue to search me and continue to heal me from anything left that I need to pay attention to or what has manifested into anything else that God is not pleased with. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Continuing to lift up my church family in prayer as a unit with any hurt and pain not addressed and allowing us, all of us, to be that support family that God provided. The encouragement from each other has been such a blessing, knowing you're not alone. Amen. And that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about making sure that you are in the room because you're not alone. You're not enduring this stuff alone. Okay? Praying for Tamasia, asking God to give her a heart like his, praying that Jesus helps her release all anger, bitterness, wrath, crazy talk, etc., that is embedded in her heart, speaking life into Jesus, turning Tamasia's emotional health all the way around. Amen, amen. Thanking God for the emotional progress within my relationship with my father, ex-boyfriends, friends, and most of all, me. Thanking God for teaching me what it means to start the process of forgiving myself for all of the emotional damage I have caused myself. Amen. Praying for Darrell, praying for the hurt and pain he believes God has caused him, asking that God keeps Darrell still long enough to expose where his pain really stems from, speaking life into Darrell having a new heart that reflects Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. I pray that the pain of the past gets released and given to God. Amen. We have a tendency of trying to carry too much, and God already told us that his burden is light. I pray that the hurt of the heart becomes the glory. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Thank you. Praying for Isaiah and India, praying that Jesus stands in between them and the pain stemming from their father, asking God to prevent them from hardening their hearts, which will ultimately prevent them from praying for their father and being able to minister to them. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Asking God for forgiveness for any unintentional ignoring of those that I say I love and care about. Amen. Allow me to listen more clearly when God places someone on my heart to reach out to and be present in their time of need. Amen. Amen. For Mariah, Lizzie, Jennifer, Justin, Deshauna, Gracie, Elijah, Giovanni, and Eve. Thank you for their willingness to always be open to expressing how they feel, even at a young age, especially at a young age. Praying that Jesus continues to instill this godly habit in them as they grow up, and asking that he continues to heal their hearts now so they will not grow into bitterness and anger that will ultimately destroy their lives. Amen. Pray for Erica's heart and healing, praying that God does not allow her to destroy her progress he is making in her life. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that. Those prayer requests, powerful, targeted prayers. Amen. And amen. Amen. Let us go before the Lord, keeping all of those request in mind. If there's something while I'm praying that God brings to your attention, please don't hesitate to lift it up. Send it to me. Put it in the chat. Okay? Oh, we got a check-in from JB. Thank you so much for joining us, and we pray that, you know, you will come into the room and leave the room different than when you came in. Let us go before the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, because through all the prayer requests, through all of the emotional hurt, through all of the emotional pain, God, you are still God, and we will still give you the glory, because we will not forget that you are the great healer. We have gotten prayers that thank you for helping us to come through some of the greatest painful experiences of our lives. Thank you. Thank you when we were praying to you and we couldn't stop crying and we thought we would never feel any better and we thought we would never get over him and her and we mama did us bad and daddy did us bad and boss did us bad. And we thought we could never, ever, ever get over it. But here we are, just to be able to talk about it, God, exemplifies some healing. God, we got hurt and pain from fathers in this room. And we're asking you, dear Heavenly Father, that you release that pain. That we forgive the dad. We forgive the mom who may have sat by and watched dad hurt. We ask that you forgive the dad who sat back and watched mom hurt the children. We ask you, God, to forgive mom and dad when they were both the ones who were hurting the children. We pray for the dads and moms who are still hurting adult children today. And we ask you, dear Heavenly Father, to just get your healing underway. And Lord, if you've already started the healing process, God, we ask that every nugget is picked up. And I declare right now, by just being in this room, the healing has already begun. At the sound of my voice, regardless of what healing you need, no matter what pain you might be experiencing emotionally, regardless of the pain that you might be experiencing, God is already doing his wonderful and complete work in your life, because you would not be here with Pastor Steph speaking life into your life. That you haven't been living right now. You think you've been walking around. You think you've been moving, but you've been moving around aimlessly. You don't know how to feel. You don't know how to think. You don't know what to say. But here we are, talking about this thing called hurt, talking about this thing called pain. Lord, we're going to lift up those who were hurt by a significant other, whether it's a wife or a husband, whether it's a boyfriend or a girlfriend, a man, a woman, whatever, whoever it is. Whatever, whether they cheated, whether they hit us with harsh words, whether they hit us with their hands, we ask you, God, to forgive them. We're asking you, God, to put forgiveness in the lives of those who are hurting emotionally, who are going through some painful experience right now. We had a prayer request, God, that said, I just can't stop crying. Lord, how many of us are sitting in this room? How many of us will hear that, God, when we go back to play it and didn't realize that somebody would be talking about me right now? And we ask you, dear Heavenly Father, to ease that pain, and at the sound of my voice, start that healing process. That they're in this room right now, God, because you wanted them to be a part of the healing process. And you gotta be in it to win it. Lord, we're going to lift up the parents who are caring for ailing children, whether their children are physically ailing, whether their children are emotionally ailing, or whether their children are mentally ailing, and maybe even spiritually ailing. We're going to lift up those parents right now, God. They need your hand. They need your touch. They need your presence. They need to know you're there. They need to hear your voice right now, God. Whisper that sweet little something in their ear so that they know it's going to be all right. Regardless of the outcome, it's going to be all right. Whether they're sitting in a hospital looking over the child, God, Or whether they're looking in a bedroom door, or a child sitting on a couch, or they're patting their feet trying to figure out where the child is, we ask, God, that you just whisper that it's all in your control, that all they need to do is come to you, bring that yoke, that burden to you, that you are the greatest healer that there will ever be. We're lifting up those who are praying for their parents, because their parents are going through something emotional or hurtful or painful. We ask you, God, to bring them peace, that their children were raised properly to understand that one day they needed the Lord, and now we can now turn it around. And now we can put the names of our parents in their mouths. Our mouths are now speaking and calling out the name of our parents, God. And now we can return the love that they have given us with the kind of love that they never thought they could get from us. That serving the Lord would become something that the parents would want to do, God, because the children have decided to do it. And they are setting the example. Even our young children, God, that their prayers would be answered for their parents. And as one request came in, that you would move any obstacle out the way, God, that would prevent any child, young or old, from praying for their parents. Because you need to hear it all. You need to hear every single thing that's on our minds, every single thing that's on our hearts, every single thing that the Spirit is saying, God, you need to hear it. Because even if it's wrong, you can correct it. And we're thanking you for giving that opportunity for us to pray for our parents now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. For the spouse who hurts by the words, the deeds, the innocent ignoring, we ask you, God, to cover them, that we would not want to be vindictive and do what they did to us or for us, or we would make sure that we were on the ball, on our knees in prayer for that husband or that wife or that significant partner. Thank you, God. Thank you. We're going to thank you in advance for turning his mind around, for turning her words around, for turning his heart around, for turning her ears around so that she can hear you, that they can hear from you, and that they would listen to their spouse in a different way, that the talking would stop, that they can listen, and that they will truly listen. Thank you, God. God, I'm asking that you awaken every single individual who's guilty of ignoring someone, causing pain, causing some level of hurt, and they don't know even though they're doing it. I'm lifting them before you right now, God, asking you to bring to their awareness that they need to come to you, that they need to reach out to you and get that paper and pen and, you know, get to writing those priorities, but only under your guidance, only under your counsel, God, that they are not doing this by themselves any longer. No matter how good their intentions are, no matter how noble their heart may be, no matter how great the suggestion or the thought might be, but if it's out of alignment with what you want for their life, God, that they would change their priority list under your guidance. Lord, you wake us up each and every day with brand new tender mercies. Here we are coming to you today, tonight, for you to release that into us, whether it's healing because we are hurting, or whether it's healing so that we don't hurt anyone anymore. And even for those who are feeling hurt, even for those who are feeling the pain. I pray for them that they look and examine themselves, that they would want to know if they're somehow a perpetrator. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. We're not innocent as we think we are. There's that self-assessment. At least I didn't cheat. At least I didn't poison them. At least I didn't stop feeding them. At least I didn't stop having sex with them. But you're doing other things. You might be holding back that bedroom business. That's not the way to go. They may have hurt you so bad that you just can't give yourself to them anymore, male or female. And God, we're asking you to release that level of hurt, because that only takes us into other areas of problems. Thank you, God, for covering us up until this point, that we were not destroyed before you could get us this information. That if it's a reminder, that flag would be raised. That if it's an introduction, that flag would be raised. Thank you. We thank you for everybody who's passing by, who was uninvited. That they heard something and they were like, wow. Thank you, God. For those who were invited, who joined us, we thank you, God. That they didn't leave before they could get that blessing. Thank you. We need you, God, because most of us are walking around with some level of hurt and pain. Even if we don't feel it in the forefront of our mind, our hearts, you know, a lot of times we suppress things. We think we are healed, and we're still walking around with some level of animosity, and we meet a new person, God, and now they got to pay for the sins of someone else who's hurt us in our past. And God, we declare that that's gone right here and right now. That's gone. That everybody deserves a fresh start. Everybody deserves the benefit of the doubt. That everybody deserves forgiveness. And that any forgiveness that has not already occurred, at the sound of my voice, it would be done. That phone call would be made as soon as we disconnect us. That text would be done. Email. Two cans in the street. Whatever it needs to be, God, we ask you to make that connection so that person is no longer walking in a world of unforgiveness. Because we all need to be reminded that your word says that if we do not forgive, we cannot be forgiven. And we thank you, God, for forgiving us when we were the perpetrators, when we were ignoring people. That a lot of times once we healed and we move forward, whether we understand that you healed us or not, we forget. We forget about where that was. So we're thanking you. Thanking you, God, for holding it together until we could get it right. Thank you for waking us up today, giving us another opportunity to get it right. Thank you for knocking on the door of our heart, God, so we can change what it is that we feel for one another. Thank you for knocking on the door of our mind, God, that we would be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we don't go out today, tonight, the way we came into today, that we heard something, we saw something, we felt something, we learned something that made the change in our life. Thank you. Thank you for taking this time to pay the bills so that we could all be recipients of your word. We need you, God, and we're asking you to answer every single one of these prayers. Thank you. For the ones that did not get spoken, God, we ask that you just meet them where they are. Thank you, Father. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray, God. I want to include Jimmy, the Heavenly Father, for all the hurt and pain that he may have experienced, God, that does not allow him to move forward properly. That he keeps thinking that he can answer, he has the answer, and that this world can do him better than you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In the precious name of Jesus, any prayer that comes behind this closing, that you would answer that too. That you touched on somebody's mind or somebody's heart. And now they're moving into the direction of healing or asking and being healed. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, we got a couple more prayer requests that I want to read before we officially go. We have lifting Jimmy and every part of his healing up in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Praying for Leighton, Keisha, and Danny Burke. Thanking God for their willingness to be on tonight and praying that he heals their heart from any and all pain they may have been feeling from the past or present. Speaking life into their emotional turnaround. Amen. Amen. And thank you for joining us. Amen. Amen. Praying for my father, praying that God reveals to him that he is ready to free him from pain that he may not even be aware of. Praying that the release of that pain, hurt, and trauma opens up submission towards God and Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you for those prayer requests. Praying for my coworker who lost their parents recently and fight feelings of abandonment as the child left behind. May God comfort the brokenhearted, keeping Kaylee in prayer over any emotional issues she may be experiencing. Amen. Thank you for the prayer request. So we have completed another week of prayer. And my prayer is always throughout the week that we continue to receive healing from God. Even if this is an introduction. And we don't know God. We don't know God to be a healer. But we heard enough tonight. We heard enough thank yous that would indicate that God is doing something in somebody's life. And I need to be a recipient of that thing. Because, see, I can't keep walking around with this hurt and pain. I'm tired of living through all of this. If there's a God that can do all this, I need to meet him. Because this is the season where we are celebrating the suffering and the right that Jesus took, the death that he took on the cross for us, that all of that was done so that we might be healed and we might be given a life eternity. We have to die going to hell because Jesus died for us to say yes to his will and yes to his way, and we can be caught up to meet him in the air. This is the season in which we're celebrating. So let's not forget that Jesus not only suffered, bled, and died, but he ultimately rose so that we may have the right to the tree of life, and that at the sound of sin that is for the taking of the opportunity. Don't miss that. If you are out there celebrating Easter today, understand whether it's true, false, or what the Easter celebration is like. So understand what it is Jesus ultimately did. Jesus suffered, bled, and died for us. He didn't even know us, hadn't even seen us, but was preparing the way so that when we finally got here centuries later, that baby that was just prayed for today, that baby was thought of when Jesus was dying on that cross. And by his stripes, we are healed. Take the healing from Jesus' resurrection into your bosom tonight. And don't let the enemy or this world tell you that you have to suffer any longer, because you don't. Ask God What is it that I need to do? What do you need me to do? How do you need me to change my life? How do you need me to just rearrange what I'm doing in this world? Can I lay myself on the altar right now, God, so that you can shuffle the pieces around on this chessboard so that I can understand who you are? Can I lay myself on the altar because I'm tired and I'm sick and tired and sick and tired and sick and tired of being sick and tired? Can I lay myself on the altar right now? If I've already accepted Jesus as my personal Savior, can I lay myself on the altar right now? Because there's still things that need to be turned around. And I didn't try to do this thing my way. And I think that I got the answer. And I think I know it all. And I didn't try this, and I didn't try that. I didn't been here, and I've been there, but I haven't tried you for this thing. And today, right now, is the time. I'm ready. I'm ready. And before I disconnect, I want to give opportunity for anybody to say I'm ready publicly. It's okay. We're all family. And we were all ready at one point. We were sick and tired of being sick and tired. Are you ready? And you haven't told Jesus that you're ready yet? Come on, put it up in there. I want to give a shout out to our girl, Renee Gaynor Parker. Thank you so much for joining us. And JB is saying, hey, Tashanti's back. Thank you for joining us. Thank you so much. I like that. Giving your life to God is the best thing you could ever do. Amen. Because we were all a mess, and we've given our lives to God, and we're still a mess. But guess what? We're not as messed up as we was last week. We're not as messed up as we were 2 weeks ago or a year ago. We may not be where we want to be, where we need to be, but we are sure not where we were. So if you want to experience that, come on. Yeah. Shanti says, you see your mess a whole lot clearer. Amen. Because God gives you a brand new set of eyes and a brand new understanding. And you don't look, I'm not that bad. Yeah, you are that bad. Whether you've accepted Jesus or not. So please do not put your head on that pillow tonight without asking God, can I lay on your altar? Can I give it all to you? Even things I don't realize I'm holding, can I give it all to you? I love you. Thank you for joining us. Please make sure you don't miss the opportunity to be blessed with It's Duke Time with Pastor Steph, Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. You will not start off and end up the same way, I promise. I look forward, God spares our life, to seeing you here next Sunday. I don't know what we're going to be praying about, but I do know it's going to be life-changing.